Hi, Homeschool Leader. This is Carol Topp from Homeschool CPA. Hey, summer is coming. This podcast should be airing sometime in mid to late May. And I know some of you have already wrapped up your homeschool program for the year and you are looking to take in the summer off. And I'm here to tell you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't take the summer off from working on your homeschool co-op. I'm going to give you some ideas of what you need to be doing this summer to be ready for next year. And believe me, you will thank me in the fall because it's going to take a lot of stress off you at the time when you're back to homeschooling your own kids and back to running your homeschool program. So get out some pencil and paper or get out your phone and take some notes. I'm going to give you some things to do this summer to help you better run your homeschool organization next year. Okay, the first thing I think you should do is create a board manual. And I'm going to do a whole other podcast just on this. But this would be a binder that each of your board members get, and it has important papers in it. Okay, and this manual gets passed down to the board member who takes over for you after you retire. So there should be one for the treasurer, and it will have maybe different things than the binder that the president or the secretary might have. But it should have some very important documents in it. And again, I'm going to do a whole workshop on just that. But I have run into organizations before who take over for somebody else, and they'll say things like, Carol, I don't know, you know, if we're registered in the state, I don't know what our employer identification number is, I don't even know what our legal name is, I don't know the history of this organization. So this board binder is where you keep those important papers, laminate some of them, and pass it down to the next leaders. So create a board manual. The second thing you should do this over the summer is to create a calendar, a board calendar of meetings when your board members will meet. Now, when I belong to my homeschool co-op board, we actually met on the same day that homeschool co-op met. We managed to get our schedules arranged so that all the board members had the same hour free of teaching or volunteering, and we had board meetings. So that was fabulous. But if you don't, then do it, set a calendar now of when you will have your board meeting so people put it on their calendar now for the rest of the year. Also put on that calendar due dates. When is your IRS filing due? When are your state filings due? When is registration due? When are we going to start co-op? When are we going to take breaks from having our classes or activities? So make up a calendar of meetings and as well as important dates or due dates. So you're all aware of that. It should get passed out to every board member. It should be something you pull out and look at every board meeting. Is there anything coming up in the next month or the next quarter that we need to know about? A calendar. So to get ready this summer for the fall, create a board manual of important papers to pass down and create a calendar with meeting dates and important events on it. And while you're at it, make up an agenda of topics that you're going to cover at each meeting. And you might say to me, well, Carol, I don't know what we're going to cover because our board meets and discusses whatever's going on in the co-op at the time. And I say, that's fabulous. That is part of your job. If you're an operational type of board, you are running the group. You're running your homeschool organization. You need to deal with issues. But I think you should carve out a little bit of time at every meeting and discuss certain topics that you don't normally cover. And I'll give you a list, okay? I'll put a list in the show notes of topics you should probably cover at meetings. Okay, so like for example, one meeting you might want to cover, do we have good financial controls? Or do we know how to even read our financial statement? Or do we understand the legal aspects of being tax exempt? Or, hey, what's our insurance like? Should we pull out the insurance? Hey, are our bylaws up to date? Let's pull out the bylaws and read them. So you will have no problem covering, you know, 9 to 12 topics, if you meet once a month for 9 or 12 months out of the year. But create an agenda of these topics to cover, and I can get you started with a list of them all. Like I said, I'll put in the show notes. You can find that over at homeschoolcpa.com. Look for the podcast link and look for this podcast. It'll be episode number 75 on basically something going to be called something like Don't Take the Summer Off. Okay, so in addition to your board manual, your calendar with meeting dates and due dates on it, and your agenda of topics you wanted to discuss at each board meeting, put together a budget. I'm a CPA. I'm going to tell you to put together a budget, okay? A budget is just planning your year with dollar signs, with numbers. Plan where the income is going to come from and plan where the expenses are going to go. And I make that sound real easy, and I know it's not easy, but where's the income going to come from? Are we going to give discounts? How much can we afford? How can we afford to be generous and give benevolent discounts? You will only know that if you have a budget and you look at how many students are enrolling and what are you charging, and what activities are you going to do, fundraisers, are you going to ask for donations, things like that. Okay, so put together a budget. It's really, really important. If you need help putting together a budget, I've got a book. It's called Money Management in a Homeschool Organization. You can find it over at Homeschool CPA. And I have put some sample budgets in there of what looks typical in homeschool group, but that'll get you started, okay? And finally, take time this summer to update some of your policies, some of your paperwork. Pull out your bylaws and read them through and say, is this still a good working set of bylaws? You might want to add some updates, like maybe you're going to allow meetings by telephone. Put that in your bylaws. Or voting via email or text. Put that in your bylaws. I remember reading a set of bylaws once, and the bylaws said that notice of meetings will be given by in writing, letter, or telegram. Telegram, I thought, my gosh, how old are these things? 100 years old? Probably. I laughed and I said to the organization, did you read these? They just laughed too. Telegram. Oh my goodness. So make sure your bylaws are not that old. But seriously, put in some provisions about how you might want to conduct your meetings via phone or votes via email. Also look at your policies. Are your policies still workable? Do you need to make any changes or updates? Look at your address. Is there the proper address on file with the IRS? How do you know? Check it out at a website called selectcheck.gov, I think. Just Google IRS selectcheck. That's the IRS database of tax-exempt organizations. Type in your employer identification number, see if you're in there, and see what they have as your address. If it's not correct, I can help you change it, but you file a Form 8822-B to change your address. And also the contact person, find out if that's still accurate with the IRS. You can use the same form, 8822-B, to change that, or when you file your annual information return, 990, with the IRS, you can change your address and contact person that way. But you might want to change it on your EIN, your employer identification number. You might want to change it with your state, and there are different agencies involved in the state. Check out my previous podcast, episode number 74, where I talk about the different agencies that you may be dealing with at the state level, including the Secretary of State or the Attorney General or the Department of Taxation at your state level. Make sure your information, address, and contact person is updated and all that. So that's enough to do over the summer, okay? I had you creating a board binder. I have you creating a calendar, making an agenda of topics you should cover at your board meetings, creating a budget, working with your treasurer very closely on that. And finally, look over your policies, your bylaws, and your contact information to see if they're all up to date. And I hope you have a great fall. I hope you get to take a little time off this summer. It's always good to take time off, get a little breather, get a refresher so you can start back in the fall refreshed. And I hope this podcast is helpful to you. And I hope I see some of you during the homeschool convention season. I will be in Portland, Oregon. I will be in Wichita, Kansas. And let's see, you might have already seen me in Nashville, Tennessee this year, 2017, or maybe in St. Paul, Minnesota. Those are the homeschool conventions I'm at in 2017. So if you've met me there, make sure to come and say hi. And if you're listening to the podcast and you meet me at a homeschool convention, make sure you tell me that you heard me on the podcast. I appreciate that kind of feedback. I hope this has been helpful to you, and have a great summer. Bye-bye.
Homeschool leader, do you feel confused or overwhelmed by the job of running your homeschool group? You're not alone. Carol Topp, the homeschool CPA, is here to help. Carol is an accountant, author, and retired homeschool mom who understands you. Her website has helpful information on co-ops, paying workers, and managing the money in a homeschool group. If you need personalized advice, set up a consultation with Carol. She's happy to discuss your particular situation. Visit homeschoolcpa.com today and get the information you need to successfully run your homeschool group.